Time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Jack, good morning.
Hi there, Denny. How are you on this fine fishing opener morning?
Yeah, fishing opener today, Farrell. Jack, good morning.
Hi there, Denny. How are you on this fine fishing opener morning?
Yeah, fishing opener today, Mother's Day tomorrow, a real busy weekend, but it looks like a real beautiful one. Beautiful weather.
Indeed, indeed. And as I frequently say, we're entitled to it.
That's true.
Once in a while overdue this wonderful weather.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, first, I thought I'd talk about several things. One, about giving mom a bouquet that you can both share. Two, what kind of wine do you have for a shore lunch when you go to fishing opener? And three, maybe just a list of some different wines to have to celebrate this warm weather and glorious springtime arriving. First and foremost, I love a fishing opener. It's just a great time of year to get a line in the water again after a long winter. It's just marvelous. But my favorite thing is the shore lunch. When you sit outside and you're real al fresco dining, you're cooking up that fish that you've just caught. Nothing is much better than that. And I have an unusual wine. Well, I don't think it's unusual, but a lot of people probably never even heard of it. It's my favorite wine to have with shore lunch and with walleye. Walleye being sort of our state fish. And a marvelous freshwater fish. I once had to go to New York and for an organization, and my job was to bring a fish course for this very fancy dinner, and I brought walleye. Well, the one fellow jumped up, he was Canadian, and pronounced it the best fish he'd ever had, except for some fish from Lake Balaika, which is now extinct, and no one could disagree with him on his choice. But the walleye was second best. And walleye really is one of the best freshwater fishes there are, in my opinion. And nothing complements it better than a muscadet. Now, muscadet should not be confused with muscatel or moscato. Muscadet is a light-bodied white wine from the Loire Valley of France. And the Loire itself is just an interesting place. It's the longest river in France, and it's sort of, they don't call it their breadbasket. They call it the Garden of France, but it's like the breadbasket. It drains a good at least 25% of all of France. And the crops are, everyone has had a crop, probably. If you've ever had an Anjou pear, that was their town of origin, is Anjou in the middle of the Loire. But Muscadet comes from the mouth of the Loire down near Nantes, where it dumps into the Atlantic Ocean. And Muscadet is a wonderful food pairing wine because of its minerality, its citrus-like taste, its good high acidity and the nice balance. And it's absolutely perfect to have with walleye, in my opinion. That Muscadet is made from a grape called Melon de Bourgogne, the melon of Burgundy. And that has a noble history, too. This area where Muscadet is grown, the Romans planted vines there. So they have a long history of doing that. But in the Middle Ages, the Dutch controlled this area and grew grapes to make a very cheap, ordinary wine that they could send back to Holland and distill into brandy. In fact, that's where the word brandy comes from. The Dutch burnt wine, they used to call when they brought in the wines. And in 1709, there was a horrible frost in the Loire Valley, and it killed most of the grapes except the Melon de Bourgogne, because it's very, very hardy and resistant to frost, and it ripens early. So it's become very, very popular, and it is the largest wine-growing area of the whole Loire. You get all sorts of wonderful wines from the Loire, the most famous probably being Sancerre, which we talk about often here, and I say it's a Sauvignon Blanc with a college education. Sancerre is more complex than most Sauvignon Blancs, and a nice wine, but that's a subject for another day. Today we're talking about Muscadet. And Muscadet served chilled, and it's the best part about Muscadet is it's so affordable. You're hard pressed to find a Muscadet anywhere that's over $15, usually around $12. And believe me, it is just perfect to have with a shore lunch. It that crisp acidity, that light citrus in the nose, just balances out just perfectly. You know, they have a fish called sander in the Loire, which reminds me a lot of walleye. It's a light fish with a white flaky body to it, and sander is a lot like walleye, and they drink it copiously with sander. And not only that, muscadet is also very popular throughout all of France to have with oysters or shellfish. It's low in alcohol, and it has a glorious balance. And as I say, that little bit of saline quality is makes it good with oysters, because oysters have a little bit of that saline quality. The ocean is so close to all of muscadet that it determines the growing season. And because of that, maybe that salinity, it has a little saline quality to it. Maybe that saltiness comes from being that close to the ocean. But I think it more comes from just the Melon de Bourgogne. That's sort of typical of that. But when you have a shore lunch and you have a bottle of muscadet, believe me, it will elevate that shore lunch to a gourmet dining experience. Not that shore lunch isn't a gourmet dining experience if you don't have wine with it, but if you do have wine with it, it just makes it that much more special. It's a wonderful, wonderful wine. And once again, it's muscadet, M-U-S-C-A-D-E-T, and it really is a terrific wine. Most of it comes from Servette, Maine, which is the biggest producing area of muscadet, and there's about, I'd say close to 12, 13,000 hectares of muscadet vines growing in the Loire Valley. But look for that, because you won't be disappointed. It'll go perfectly with your shore lunch. And if you aren't having a shore lunch, why not have walleye and some muscadet for dinner just to celebrate springtime? That'd be a nice food combination, believe me. You know, wines for springtime should be seasonal, in my opinion. Spring can be unpredictable, and for spring, you want wines that are particularly aromatic to let you know that there's hope ahead for the summer is coming, etc. Spring is so nice. Sauvignon Blanc is a good wine. It has a nose of green peppers. It's great with chicken on the grill. Silver Beach is one of my favorite Sauvignon Blancs. It comes from New Zealand, and New Zealand really redefined Sauvignon Blanc. The wines are totally different from Sauvignon Blanc we get here, or the origin of Sauvignon Blanc is the Bordeaux region of France, where it's a blending grape with Semillon. They're blended together to produce white Bordeaux. Just an absolutely wonderful varietal type Sauvignon Blanc, and good in the summer. And like I say, look for that Silver Beach from New Zealand. It's a particularly good one. Then there's another good springtime wine, in my opinion, is Gunter Veltner from Austria. It's kind of sweet, peppery, sort of sassy. Makes your taste buds stand up and pay attention. It's an Austrian wine with high acidity, and it's good if you're having any kind of citrus dressing. You won't be disappointed if you have a little Gunter Veltner. Another interesting wine to have in springtime is Albarino. This is Spain's principal white wine. It's a great wine to have with fish or even spicy food like spicy chicken. It's citrusy, floral, it's crisp, and it reminds me a lot of Irish seafood to have with it, Irish salmon, because that floral and citrus taste are so good with fresh-caught salmon. Another great wine for spring is Chablis. Chablis just shouts springtime to me. It's 100% Chardonnay. It comes from the northernmost growing area of Burgundy, and it's perfect with oysters, much like muscadet. It's salty. It has a saline quality. I shouldn't say it's salty. It has a light saline quality. And very, very good. Chablis just cries for oysters. And much like muscadet, and muscadet would be Chablis' inexpensive little sister, if you will. Even though they're two different grape types and grown in two different areas, there's a lot of similarities. My favorite there is Chateau Maligny Chablis. It's a real good Chablis, not overpriced. And here I go again. Why not have a good dry Riesling? Dr. Tanish makes one in the second label. Tanish's first label is one of the foremost wines of Germany. And it has that little peach pear nose. It's particularly good with any kind of smoked meat, ham, or smoked pork chops. It's almost sumptuous with Oriental food. So if you're having anything that's smoked meat or Oriental seasoning, try a Riesling. You won't be disappointed. And like I say, it's sort of a forgotten varietal these days, but it's a good one. You know, Prosecco is a good wine in springtime. It's great with fruit. With a fruit salad and a glass of Prosecco, it's marvelous. You want to try something interesting, freeze some raspberries and strawberries. Freeze them solid and drop them into a glass of Prosecco. It'll keep your Prosecco cold. It adds an interesting dimension to the Prosecco. And once that strawberry or raspberry thaws out, you got a real treat when you bite into that that's been marinating, if you will, in your glass of Prosecco. Natalie Verga is an awfully good Prosecco, is also Cavatina, another good one for sure. Hey, let's not forget light rosés, the perfect entry for springtime. You know, it doesn't have to be a hot summer day to enjoy rosé. Rosé makes a great aperitif. There's a good one that I just discovered that I like to have with salad. It's called Domaine de Fazi. It's from Corsica, and what a delicious rosé that is. It's particularly nice and just a marvelously wonderful neutral wine to have with aperitifs or hors d'oeuvres. Great opener for anything. How about a light Pinot Noir? Some of the California Pinot Noirs have almost rose petals in the nose. A cool climate Pinot Noir is just absolutely marvelous. And Pinot Noir is great with grilled fish. We had planked cedar salmon, planks of cedar, where the salmon is cooked atop it. It just cries for that Pinot Noir from Oregon. A marvelous combination and a great springtime dish. Pinot Noir, Oregon Pinot Noir, and salmon plank that is grilled on the grill, but with a wet plank of cedar alongside it, or a cedar piece put atop it, just gets that cedar flavor into the salmon, and that with that Pinot Noir is really delicious. Let's not forget our favorite Beaujolais. Beaujolais, particularly like a Morgan, has cherries in the nose, and it's great with burgers and good with any charcuterie. If you're putting out a charcuterie tray, try a glass of Morgan Beaujolais. It's very, very good. Morgan's a special area Beaujolais. We happen to have one right on sale right now. It's very, very good and very inexpensive. How about Pinot Gris from Oregon? All it is Pinot Grigio grown in Oregon. The Pinot Gris and Pinot Grigio are the same grape type, and they're absolutely wonderful. Another interesting wine for spring, in my opinion, is Viognier. Viognier is the white grape type of the Rhone Valley, a delicious wine all by itself. And we have an inexpensive one called Laforge, which with smoked fish is absolutely terrific. Laforge Viognier, and it again is very inexpensive, under $12. Just delicious. Try it with shrimp toast. What a combination. Just totally delicious. And we mentioned earlier about White Bordeaux. White Bordeaux is a good springtime wine. It's Semillon Sauvignon Blanc. Is just marvelous wine. You really want a treat, try the Chateau Carbonnier. That's expensive, but boy, I'll tell you, that could be the benchmark of all white Bordeaux. Well, there you have it. Some wines for springtime, a special selection Muscadet to have with walleye and your shore lunch. And I hope I've given you some ideas for wines that you might enjoy welcoming spring with.
Always great ideas, Jack. And any other answers, all the good folks at Haskell's will be glad to answer them.
That's right. We love to talk about wine. We love to pair wine with food, and we're good at it. So stop in at the Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Excelsior, Faribault, right off at 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove, not to be believed, 22,000 square feet of wine. Minneapolis, there's free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's Askell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in to Askell's, please go to Askell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in to Askell's, please go to Haskells.com, and we'll introduce you to the world of wine on the Internet. And don't forget, Haskells does deliver.
Always deliver. Very good. Thanks, Jack. Let's join up next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskells. Time once again for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Jack, good morning.
Hi there, Denny. How are you on this fine fishing opener morning?
Yeah, fishing opener today, Farrell. Jack, good morning.
Hi there, Denny. How are you on this fine fishing opener morning?
Yeah, fishing opener today, Mother's Day tomorrow, a real busy weekend, but it looks like a real beautiful one. Beautiful weather.
Indeed, indeed. And as I frequently say, we're entitled to it.
That's true.
Once in a while, overdo this wonderful weather.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, first, I thought I'd talk about several things. One, about giving mom a bouquet that you can both share. Two, what kind of wine do you have for a shore lunch when you go to fishing opener? And three, maybe just a list of some different wines to have to celebrate this warm weather and glorious springtime arriving. First and foremost, I love a fishing opener. It's just a great time of year to get a line in the water again after a long winter. It's just marvelous. But my favorite thing is the shore lunch. When you sit outside and you're real al fresco dining, you're cooking up that fish that you've just caught. Nothing is much better than that. And I have an unusual wine. Well, I don't think it's unusual, but a lot of people probably never even heard of it. It's my favorite wine to have with shore lunch and with walleye. Walleye being sort of our state fish and a marvelous freshwater fish. You know, I once had to go to New York and for an organization, and my job was to bring a fish course for this very fancy dinner, and I brought walleye. Well, the one fellow jumped up, he was Canadian, and pronounced it the best fish he'd ever had, except for some fish from Lake Balaika, which is now extinct, and no one could disagree with him on his choice. But the walleye was second best. And walleye really is one of the best freshwater fishes there are, in my opinion. And nothing complements it better than a muscadet. Now, muscadet should not be confused with muscatel or moscato. Muscadet is a light-bodied white wine from the Loire Valley of France. And the Loire itself is just an interesting place. It's the longest river in France, and it's sort of, they don't call it their breadbasket, they call it the Garden of France, but it's like the breadbasket. It drains a good, at least 25% of all of France. And the crops are, everyone has had a crop, probably. If you've ever had an Anjou pear, that was their town of origin, is Anjou in the middle of the Loire. But Muscadet comes from the mouth of the Loire down near Nantes, where it dumps into the Atlantic Ocean. And Muscadet is a wonderful food pairing wine because of its minerality, its citrus-like taste, its good high acidity and the nice balance. And it's absolutely perfect to have with walleye, in my opinion. That Muscadet is made from a grape called Melon de Bourgogne, the melon of Burgundy. And that has a noble history, too. This area where Muscadet is grown, the Romans planted vines there. So they have a long history of doing that. But in the Middle Ages, the Dutch controlled this area and grew grapes to make a very cheap, ordinary wine that they could send back to Holland and distill into brandy. In fact, that's where the word brandy comes from. The Dutch burnt wine, they used to call when they brought in the wines. And in 1709, there was a horrible frost in the Loire Valley, and it killed most of the grapes except the Melon de Bourgogne, because it's very, very hardy and resistant to frost, and it ripens early. So it's become very, very popular, and it is the largest wine-growing area of the whole Loire. You get all sorts of wonderful wines from the Loire, the most famous probably being Sancerre, which we talk about often here, and I say it's a Sauvignon Blanc with a college education. Sancerre is more complex than most Sauvignon Blancs, and a nice wine, but that's a subject for another day. Today we're talking about Muscadet, and Muscadet served chilled, and it's the best part about Muscadet is it's so affordable. You're hard-pressed to find a Muscadet anywhere that's over $15, usually around $12, and believe me, it is just perfect to have with a shore lunch. That crisp acidity, that light citrus in the nose, just balances out just perfectly. You know, they have a fish called sander in the Loire, which reminds me a lot of walleye. It's a light fish with a white flaky body to it. And sander is a lot like walleye, and they drink it copiously with sander. And not only that, Muscadet is also very popular throughout all of France to have with oysters or shellfish. It's low in alcohol, and it has a glorious balance. And as I say, that little bit of saline quality makes it good with oysters, because oysters have a little bit of that saline quality. The ocean is so close to all of Muscadet that it determines the growing season. And because of that, maybe that salinity, it has a little saline quality to it. Maybe that saltiness comes from being that close to the ocean. But I think it more comes from just the Melon de Bourgogne. That's sort of typical of that. But when you have a shore lunch and you have a bottle of Muscadet, believe me, it will elevate that shore lunch to a gourmet dining experience. Not that shore lunch isn't a gourmet dining experience if you don't have wine with it, but if you do have wine with it, it just makes it that much more special. It's a wonderful, wonderful wine. And once again, it's Muscadet, Muscadet, and it really is a terrific wine. Most of it comes from Servette, Maine, which is the biggest producing area of Muscadet, and there's about, I'd say close to 12,000-13,000 hectares of Muscadet vines growing in the Loire Valley. But look for that, because you won't be disappointed. It'll go perfectly with your shore lunch, and if you aren't having a shore lunch, why not have walleye and some Muscadet for dinner just to celebrate springtime? That'd be a nice food combination, believe me. You know, wines for springtime should be seasonal, in my opinion. Spring can be unpredictable, and for spring, you want wines that are particularly aromatic to let you know that there's hope ahead for the summer is coming, etc. Spring is so nice. Sauvignon Blanc is a good wine. It has a nose of green peppers. It's great with chicken on the grill. Silver Beach is one of my favorite Sauvignon Blancs. It comes from New Zealand, and New Zealand really redefined Sauvignon Blanc. The wines are totally different from Sauvignon Blanc we get here, or the origin of Sauvignon Blanc is the Bordeaux region of France, where it's a blending grape with Semillon. They're blended together to produce white Bordeaux. Just an absolutely wonderful varietal-type Sauvignon Blanc, and good in the summer. And like I say, look for that Silver Beach from New Zealand. It's a particularly good one. Then there's another good springtime wine, in my opinion, is Gunter Veltner from Austria. It's kind of sweet, peppery, sort of sassy. Makes your taste buds stand up and pay attention. It's an Austrian wine with high acidity, and it's good if you're having any kind of citrus dressing. You won't be disappointed if you have a little Gunter Veltner. Another interesting wine to have in springtime is Albarino. This is Spain's principal white wine. It's a great wine to have with fish or even spicy food like spicy chicken. It's citrusy, floral. It's crisp. And it reminds me a lot of Irish seafood they have with it, Irish salmon, because that floral and citrus taste are so good with fresh-caught salmon. Another great wine for spring is Chablis. Chablis just shouts springtime to me. It's 100% Chardonnay. It comes from the northernmost growing area of Burgundy, and it's perfect with oysters, much like Muscadet. It's salty. It has a saline quality. I shouldn't say it's salty. It has a light saline quality. And very, very good. Chablis just cries for oysters, and much like Muscadet. And Muscadet would be Chablis' inexpensive little sister, if you will. Even though they're two different grape types and grown in two different areas, there's a lot of similarities. My favorite there is Chateau Maligny Chablis, a real good Chablis, not overpriced. And here I go again. Why not have a good dry Riesling? Dr. Tanish makes one in the second label. Tanish's first label is one of the foremost wines of Germany. And it has that little peach pear nose. It's particularly good with any kind of smoked meat, ham, or smoked pork chops. It's almost sumptuous with Oriental food. So if you're having anything that's smoked meat or Oriental seasoning, try a Riesling. You won't be disappointed. And like I say, it's sort of a forgotten varietal these days, but it's a good one. You know, Prosecco is a good wine in springtime. It's great with fruit. With a fruit salad and a glass of Prosecco, it's marvelous. You want to try something interesting, freeze some raspberries and strawberries. Freeze them solid and drop them into a glass of Prosecco. It'll keep your Prosecco cold. It adds an interesting dimension to the Prosecco. And once that strawberry or raspberry thaws out, you got a real treat when you bite into that that's been marinating, if you will, in your glass of Prosecco. Natalie Verga is an awfully good Prosecco, is also Cavatina, another good one for sure. Hey, let's not forget light rosés, the perfect entry for springtime. You know, it doesn't have to be a hot summer day to enjoy rosé. Rosé makes a great aperitif. There's a good one that I just discovered that I like to have with salad. It's called Domaine de Fazi. It's from Corsica, and what a delicious rosé that is. It's particularly nice and just a marvelously wonderful neutral wine to have with aperitifs or hors d'oeuvres. Great opener for anything. How about a light Pinot Noir? Some of the California Pinot Noirs have almost rose petals in the nose. A cool climate Pinot Noir is just absolutely marvelous. And Pinot Noir is great with grilled fish. We had planked cedar salmon, planks of cedar, where the salmon is cooked atop it. It just cries for that Pinot Noir from Oregon. A marvelous combination and a great springtime dish. Pinot Noir, Oregon Pinot Noir, and salmon plank that is grilled on a grill, but with a wet plank of cedar alongside it, or a cedar piece put atop it, just gets that cedar flavor into the salmon, and that with that Pinot Noir is really delicious. Let's not forget our favorite Beaujolais. Beaujolais, and particularly like a Morgon, has cherries in the nose, and it's great with burgers and good with any charcutier. If you're putting out a charcutier tray, try a glass of Morgon Beaujolais. It's very, very good. Morgon's a special area Beaujolais. We happen to have one right on sale right now. It's very, very good and very inexpensive. How about Pinot Gris from Oregon? All it is Pinot Grigio grown in Oregon. The Pinot Gris and Pinot Grigio are the same grape type, and they're absolutely wonderful. Another interesting wine for spring, in my opinion, is Viognier. Viognier is the white grape type of the Rhone Valley, a delicious wine all by itself. And we have an inexpensive one called Laforge, which with smoked fish is absolutely terrific. Laforge Viognier, and it again is very inexpensive, under $12. Just delicious. Tried with shrimp toast. What a combination. Just totally delicious. And we mentioned earlier about white Bordeaux. White Bordeaux is a good springtime wine. It's Semillon, Sauvignon Blanc is just a marvelous wine. You really want a treat, try the Chateau Carbonnier. That's expensive, but boy, I'll tell you, that could be the benchmark of all white Bordeaux. Well, there you have it. Some wines for springtime, a special selection Muscadet to have with walleye and your shore lunch. And I hope I've given you some ideas for wines that you might enjoy welcoming spring with.
Always great ideas, Jack. And any other answers? All the good folks at Haskell's will be glad to answer them.
That's right. We love to talk about wine. We love to pair wine with food, and we're good at it. So stop in at the Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, right off at 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove, not to be believed, 22,000 square feet of wine. Minneapolis, there's free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in to Haskell's, please go to Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Island Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in to Haskell's, please go to Haskell's.com, and we'll introduce you to the world of wine on the Internet. And don't forget,
excellent,
Haskell's does deliver.
Always deliver. Very good. Thanks, Jack. Let's join up next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's.